Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the book of Psalms. Today, Psalm 73, verses 12 through 20. This is what the wicked are like, Asaph writes, always free of care. They go on amassing wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure. I've washed my hands in innocence all day long. I've been afflicted, and even mornings bring new punishments. If I had spoken out like that, I would have betrayed my children. When I tried to understand all this, it deeply troubled me till I entered the sanctuary of God, till I understood their final destiny. Surely you place them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. They are like a dream when one awakes. When you arise, Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. The first 11 verses of Psalm 73, Asaph was irritated. The wicked seemed to always be getting ahead. Envy boiled in his heart. He almost lost his spiritual footing. The frustration continues in today's passage. The wicked, Asaph observed, were going through life free of care, accumulating wealth. Asaph was doing his best to keep his heart pure, his hands innocent, and his head above water. His efforts, however, were seemingly without rewards. All this troubled him deeply until he went into the sanctuary of God. Worship helped him gain perspective. Asaph was reminded that life is short and eternity is long. Every person will stand before God and give an account. And on that day, God will not be impressed with how much money we have and the material things we have acquired. But he will be impressed with our heart. Father, keep us focused on what is truly important and help us to live today with eternity always in mind. In Jesus' name. Amen.